The march of the opposition itself was quite peaceful, but maybe half an hour into the march, they were met with heavily armed officers with armored vehicles who requested the group to change route without providing an explanation for why the routes needed to be changed. And before people even took the decision to respect those orientations to change the route, they began to fire tear gas, rubber bullets, and live bullets as well against people that were participating in the march. And then the chaos began. People were running all over the place. A lot of people got injured. Security forces said over 70 people were detained. We are still in the process of verifying how many at this stage are still in jail, in what charges, and when are they going to appear in a court of justice to be formally charged. But before that even happened, our own appeal is that the government should release those that were arbitrarily detained, because we are aware, we have evidence that a lot of people were actually detained arbitrarily, illegally, because participating in a peaceful protest is not a crime in Mozambique. And they were just exercising their civil right of assembling, protesting.
Zenaida, did you try to reach the police? Because my understanding is that the police were saying that perhaps the route of the protest was closer to the presidential building. Did the police say why they stopped the protesters?
No. I mean, the police did not say why they stopped. They did not provide an explanation. But the usual position from them is that the protest was illegal and that wasn't the right moment to protest. But those are arbitrary decisions of the security forces. There's nowhere in the Mozambican laws that have anything similar to not the right time to protest, or explains the illegality of a protest in the terms that some of the police spokespeople have come out to justify. Considering the level of discontent among Mozambican people, especially the youth, we are appealing to them to immediately introduce other forms of controlling crowds, other forms of controlling protests that do not require people to die of a gunshot that was fired by a member of security forces. The duty of a member of security forces on the ground is to protect citizens, not to kill them.
Zenaida, thank you so much. A pleasure to speak with you.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.